Your mind. Think about Africa. Think about Black Africa. Your mind, 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 mind. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
did I leave it in the cold? So please give it back, cause it's not yours to take. It must have felt when I lost my mind. Deep in the cup, drowning in pain. Somebody help, cause I can't find my way. Nobody move.
My skin color, and I love my community. I love how we create. I love how we love. I love our perspective on life. Even though we've been oppressed and it's been deliberate, we've always found a way to creatively be innovative with ourselves. And I just love that I come from that. And I didn't get to choose that. You know, I didn't get to choose to be black. So I feel blessed. It's one of the biggest blessings in my life that I get to see the world as a black man.
Sing. With a voice that music critic Alan Blythe once heralded as a vibrant contralto rich with intrinsic beauty, renowned African-American opera singer Marianne Anderson enchanted audiences world over throughout the first half of the 20th century with her uniquely beautiful voice. During the height of her career in the 1930s and 1940s, her voice graced the halls of some of the most famous opera houses in the world, including the Metropolitan Opera, the Paris Opera House, Constitution Hall, and Carnegie Hall. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt invited Anderson to perform at the White House in 1936, and then again in 1939, while she and President Roosevelt were entertaining the King and Queen of England. She was the first African American to receive this honor. Despite being the nation's third highest concert box office draw, Anderson was still subject to the racial discrimination of the period. In 1939, she had hoped to perform an Easter Sunday concert at the Daughters of the American Revolution's Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., but was told that it had a strict whites-only policy and that she would not be permitted to perform there. Word spread, and Eleanor Roosevelt publicly criticized and left the organization due to its reinforced segregation policy. The NAACP suggested that Anderson perform in front of the Lincoln Memorial instead, and on April 9, 1939, she sang in front of 75,000 people on the National Mall. The event marked a change in the way many Americans viewed racial issues, and by 1943, Constitution Hall opened its doors to Ms. Anderson by inviting her to perform at a World War II benefit concert before a desegregated audience.
Innocent in this world full of sin. Time took a pull, Pop's head took a spin. Hand came crashing up the side of my chin. A lesson that I learned from him. Rarely remembering him. Even hard to consider him friend. My mom tried to make these ends. We be poor, fix your notice on the door when they come to an end. Pimple head kid in the poke part again. Hoping the shot don't bust again. Cause I done lied to friends in the parking lot. Now their mom hates me and hip-hop. Still she moved on. Can't fathom the loss of your firstborn. Some kids gotta deal with the devil sworn. They missed the small print when went to blink. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at my way. That's all I wanna do. I'm reaching for the skyline. When dreams come true. If you can't get upon it, that's all I wanna do. Just reach for the skyline.
It was a Kodak moment when I saw these three people beat this man honest. Knew the cops would not be on it. Survival of the fittest, now these crews is that blue and outfit in it. Attitudes are well screwed and wanna deal with now. Mama's crying and baby's dying. Earfuls of dudes saying that who's you? Pissed off cause your teen years are through. Newborn 19, you 42. When you get out, you considered old school. And old dogs don't want no new rules. Picture a new rapper disrespecting Grandmaster. Nah, that can't happen. Time to get back in. You call up your soldiers trying to make moves again. You're setting up shop, but you're on claim turf, man.
I'm looking at my way. That's all I wanna do. I'm reaching for the skyline.
Snapshot in time when the world knew me and you aligned. Yeah, we talk heads in a dip. All the things that you do in a friendship. I brass rail, 2 GMs, UL. 3 chicks, contract, sign chart, rise. My position is, couldn't be better for a kid in a sea of sweater. Piss coat, cuff hymns, no change, that chin. Straight power moves, but individuals make individual moves. One overseas, other VP. One got his own, now it's just me, but it's home. New blood, new heart, but they ain't worth it. And mergers make them nervous, but it's the team, so it's worth it. This shit, y'all, mad work, mad clubs, got drunk, y'all. On tour, almost got into 2 brawls. It's straight love, y'all, but I move on. It's green house, green baggy, and a green lawn. I see y'all when I see y'all, he's gone, yo.
I'm looking at my way, that's all I wanna do. I'm reaching for the skyline, where dreams come true. If you can't get upon it, that's all I wanna do. Just reach for the skyline, where dreams come true. I'm looking at my way, that's all I wanna do. I'm reaching for the skyline, where dreams come true. If you can't get upon it, that's all I wanna do. Just reach for the skyline.
for the skyline where dreams come true.
You ready, Javis?
Come on!
You know, whatever decision you make, yeah, you better choose it wisely.
Why?
Javis, Elephant Man, this girl wants to drive me crazy. I can't take it. Why? Because she's a fan. You know!
In the alley with a knife in her hand, I think it's that girl from the autograph stand. She looks kinda sad, does she understand that we only doing our job, trying to make her happy when we play these songs? But now the show's over, she's coming over, knife above her shoulder. I told ya, I told ya, I told ya, I told ya.
Run for your life, you
with your
show, she cuts you with a knife.
Check one, two, check, check. This is CKP McGill Internet is down right now, so our programming is going to sound a little different than usual, but we're working on getting it back. Hopefully she get equilibrium on the air in a second. Keep it locked.
Bark on me yard and she wasn't in fight. Call me out for enough to pressure me wife. Kidnap me rabbit and punch on me bike. Make me running and run enough to run for me life. Let me run them street, I must be Freddy wife.
Run for your life, you wish you alone. She cut you with a knife.
Cut you with a knife.
Lying on the sidewalk.
Reggie, this for me, please.
Sure, no problem.
Make it out to a stereo. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. Wow.
Would you like the show?
I love the show. Actually, I know everything about you. I know where you live, yeah, and your phone number, and I like to watch you at night. And
what?
Actually,
girl, it's a watch, she say. No get caught up at all the fans. Say, I O'Neill, how you know me name? Anyway, me know the food you eat when you in town where you stay. She make night nearly drop MJ. Look what she did to Pac and Big Hit the other day. She must be chucky wife in a child's play. Fog pretender, just move out of me way. Move out of me way.
Run for your life.
You wish you alone.
She cut you with a knife.
Cut you with a knife.
Riding on your bus with my name written on a face, don't make a fuss. Don't rush, take time, this girl's dangerous. To guys like me who are on TV, Jamaican celebrities can hardly believe that you're gonna act weird when you see them on the street. If you seen what I seen, then you better to believe me.
Run for your life,
you wish you're alone.
She cut you with a knife.
Cut you with a knife.
Lying on the sidewalk.
What's out for your mind? This is not a test. This is an emergency. Party people, this is what I need you to do. Let's get on the dance floor.
Before you cross the border, better have your shit in order. Cause round these parts you, we don't play, so stay.
Hey yo, we got them in a tight grip, but keep it tight lip. While we kill the types, get live with the mic check. Hit them with the right left. Make sure it's priceless. Rascal, sass on. Nicest. So let our word shine bright like we iced it. For me familia, gotta keep it righteous. And for me raza, cause they don't like us. Try to hold me down, but you know we gon' rise up. Open your eyes, better hook with them guys up. Who got the flows to overthrow before your time's up? Enemy your friend, better make your mind up. 9mm pen, ready, got them lined up. Even though time's rough, we stay mind tough. Yeah, you know what up, if you wanna find us, just follow the crowd and get into the lineup. Cause you could get it, all you gotta do is sign up.
Better have your shit in order. Cause round these parts you, we don't play, so we stay. It's a crazy world we live in. Gotta get it where you fit in. Cause you
Maniac and Banjo, we on that. Feeling the contact, locking it down like record company contracts. Cause they broadcast fucking blood clot. That all of my second need to get off.
We're
that.
In a constant battle to choose a god or the devil. I live it up revolutionary as a rebel with a cause to enlighten my people that's primary. And everything after that is classified secondary. Can we go on if we ain't strong? I doubt it. For now, I'll put the problems away. I'm really crowded with stress, so I go and drink away the pain. Pass me the mic in a club and watch the Western reign supreme.
Before you cross the border, better have you in order. Cause round this box, you eat up where you saw me stay. It's a crazy world, crazy world, crazy world. It's a crazy world we live in. Gotta get it where you fit in. Cause you might find yourself by yourself this way. So we stay. Let me hear you.
On the concrete, rolling in to them people on your block like strolling wind. You kiss the lava, man, start smoking, man. Be like, damn, you can't hold it, man. So I drop it like it's hot when I blow it in. Can't suppress this sound when I load it in. The trigger pulls every triple for a hand. So ease with it when you load my cape into your stand. Blast your speaker head, leaker when they hit the meter. Scorpio sting, lethal boss, hit your tweeter. Inherited this new set to freak you to get you off like you're smoking. Yuck, yuck, giving you some more of that. I'm up in the cut, just moving like a running back. So when the hollers, you better send it back. I touch on the inner zone for the paper stack.
Before you cross the border, better have to keep order. Cause round these parts you eat up where you saw me stay. It's a crazy world we live in. Gotta get it where you fit in. Cause you might find yourself by yourself this way. So we stay.
Hey, baby, where you deal with?
Hey,
we come through a lot of things, you know? So what happened to you? You make one little mistake, you want done us.
New Jasmine, let's go!
If I had you back in my world, I would prove that I could be a better girl. Oh, if you let me back in, I would show never, never, never let you go again. Hey, baby, ooh, I was so foolish to ever leave your side.
this for you, baby. Me, I stand here with my heart and my hand. You know, see me? Me can't take, me can't eat, me can't breathe. One, two, why you make me go through this and suck me up? Come back to me, baby. Yeah, I'ma do anything for you, yeah.
Thanks for hanging in there. We're going to join Equilibrium now, mid-episode, and then we got Lunchtime Takeover and Voco coming up after that. This is CKT.
...themselves in front of the radar, and if they had chocolate in their pocket, it would melt. So that's how they decided to figure out what would happen if you beamed radar at things like hot dogs and corn and... Soon enough, that gave birth to the radar range. But women didn't like the idea of cooking with radar. Guys thought it was pretty cool. So they rekindled the name to microwave. It sounded dainty and more palatable. And nowadays, a microwave oven is a staple around the world. Experimental studies have been supported by NATO on radar for years. And one of the laboratories they've supported is that of Professor Nesrin Sahan and her colleagues. And the Environmental Health Trust convened an international conference with her laboratory partners and the Ministry of Health of Turkey in 2011. And I want to show you briefly some of the work that developed from that laboratory. This is showing you cellular damage that occurred in animals that were prenatally exposed to mobile phone radiation that was produced by a computer simulating the mobile phone exposure under controlled conditions, right? So, because you can't really get rats to make phone calls. You've got to model the exposure. And what they did is they measured in, these are your controls that you compare things with, and these were the exposed. Prenatally exposed, just 15 minutes a day for 7 days. Not much exposure. But these are small animals, and they grow within 3 weeks. They reproduce. And what they were able to study was changes in liver malonaldehyde, which is a measure of peroxidation. It's a measure of damage to the liver, right? So these animals basically had significant damage to their liver if they had been exposed prenatally, compared to controls. Now, another group in Turkey has looked at prenatal effects on the brain and the testis. And, you know, a lot of countries, this is a very important research that has been done here. And they looked at counting the number of cells in certain areas of the brain the hippocampus, which is a critically important part of the brain. And since I see there's a lot of non-expert here, let me just explain that your hippocampus is pretty important to things like memory, balance, things like that. So studying effects on the hippocampus in animals is kind of a good way to anticipate effects that might develop on intelligence and other things. And they looked at newborn rats after they had been exposed prenatally and compared those who were exposed to those who were not exposed. And they looked at their brain cells, the number of cells, their shape, etc., with established methods for testing this. And this article was published in Brain Research, which is a relatively high-impact journal. And what they showed was that prenatally exposed newborns have basically fewer cells in the hippocampus. Here's the exposed, missing some cells. And here are the controls, which they're compared with. And you can see here that these cells are, there's more of them. Here they're more scattered. And in fact, they did another test of memory. Now, how do you test memory in an animal? You don't have them fill out the crossword puzzle. You test memory in an animal with well-established protocols of learning. You teach them to run a maze and get a food reward. And you see how long it takes them to do that. And what they did, it's a radial arm maze. They trained these animals who were starving to get a food reward, right? And after they did that, they then saw how long did it take them to learn this if they had been prenatally exposed to mobile phone radiation. And what they found was that newborns that had been exposed took three times as long to find their way out of an experimental maze and made twice as many errors. And this, again, is a statistically valid method for evaluating learning. Now, closer to home, so to speak, between the brain and the testis, studies have been done here in Australia at Newcastle by a fellow who's now the pro-chancellor of the university. And these studies have been done taking sperm from healthy men. And one test tube gets exposed to cell phone radiation, and one test tube is not exposed to mobile phone radiation. And then the results are evaluated. And this is a measure of vitality. We measure how well the sperm swim. This is a measure of mobility, motility. This is a measure of mitochondrial DNA damage. They have three times as much damage on their DNA if they have been exposed to mobile phone radiation as compared to controls. And now the issue is, why does it take a half a billion sperm to make just one healthy baby? It takes a lot of sperm to make a healthy baby. The answer is because sperm don't know how to ask for directions. But they are easy to study. And these research has been done in India, in the United States, at the Cleveland Clinic, and proves that the evidence linking mobile phone radiation to sperm damage is causal, meaning there clearly is a cause of damage to sperm from mobile phone radiation. Now, we have a lot of uncertainties in this field. The truth is, we have a lot of uncertainties, but not about sperm. There, the evidence has become rather strong, and it's become clear, so clear that the Indian government has issued warnings about this, that clinics that deal with reproductive problems are routinely advising young men to get those phones out of their pockets, recognizing that this is a hidden hazard to healthy reproduction. This is the data from the Cleveland Clinic showing that men who keep cell phones in their pockets the longest have the lowest sperm count. And again, there are many other studies with similar results. So we can debate legitimately the question of brain cancer, and I would welcome an open and honest debate about that question. But when it comes to issues like this, there really is not much to debate. And it's interesting that the research on this issue comes from people who are expert in male fertility, who started to treat men at infertility clinics and noticed that this was a major contributor to their fertility problems. Now, experimental studies have been done also in India to confirm this kind of damage, not just looking at prenatal exposure or early life exposure, but taking middle-aged rats, 70-day-old male rats, that's middle age for a rat, and exposing them 2 hours a day for 45 days to a computer-generated mobile phone signal. And those results show lower testosterone, which is a very important hormone for a male. Men and women both have testosterone. Men just need a lot more of it. And also increases of DNA damage as measured by certain enzymes. And the offspring had lower fertility. And this is just to show you, this is a normal testis. You see the boundaries, the cell wall. It looks very nice. And this is after microwave radiation exposure. So it's pretty. There are some pretty stunning images that have been generated in the basic biology literature when it comes to these kinds of effects. Now, the breast. The breast is mostly fat, contains a lot of fluid. Things that contain flattened fluid cook faster in the microwave oven. Now, a cell phone can't cook anything, right? Mobile phones do not pop popcorn. That was a fraud. They don't make any heat that we know of, otherwise they wouldn't be permitted. But they do go through things that contain fat and fluid. And we are now working at Environmental Health Trust with scientists at the University of California, San Francisco, scientists at formerly the president of the American Cancer Society of California, because we are seeing women who keep cell phones in their bras. Has anyone seen a woman put a cell phone in her bra? Hands up, please. Please tell them you've heard now why they shouldn't do that. And here I want to show you our first case report from 2009, and we now have many more. This was a Chinese-American woman, who used her cell phone 4 hours a day in her bra for 10 years while she was driving. Now, and you drive with a phone on your body. The phone is smart. It's going to go from one tower to another, and it's going to say, here I am, where are you, here I am. And it's going to be going to max power each time it moves from one cell tower to another. And there it was right next to her chest. And the tumors that developed, developed right under the antenna of the phone. Unusual tumors. If people started to use phones regularly before age 20, as most of the world is doing now, there was 4 to 8 times more brain cancer after they reached, had passed 10 years. So now, why is there no increase in brain cancer that we can find in the general population today? Because there is not. And after all, if mobile phones really are important, why don't we have an epidemic today? Well, let me tell you why. First of all, brain cancer takes a long time to develop. How do we know that? We know that because when the bombs fell at the end of World War II, there was no increase in brain cancer in the survivors who had been studied. No increase at all. Until 40 years had passed. It took 40 years for an increase in brain cancer to show up in that highly exposed population. Now think about this. Today, the number of people using cell phones today and using them heavily today is very different than it was even 5 years ago, even 3 years ago. Now you're being encouraged to have unlimited talk and text, right? You didn't have unlimited talk and text 5 years ago or 10 years ago. So the uses and the users of phones are changing radically. In fact, most epidemiologic studies find no increased risk of brain cancer from mobile phone radiation. They don't. Until 10 years of heavy use. And by the way they define a cell phone user in these studies, I'm not making this up, is somebody who makes one call a week for 6 months. Yes, that's the, that was the, yes. One call a week for 6 months. That was the definition in these studies, which, by the way, don't find any increase. All right? So I'm not saying this to say that they did a bad job. I'm saying that we are challenged here with how do you do a study of something that's rapidly changing while you're studying it. The technology has changed. The way people have used it has changed. We need a major program to fund independent research and training. And it's not easy stuff to do. I hold my hat off to all of you electrical engineers. It's complicated. But in the meantime, people have a right to know how you can minimize exposure. Remember, if you have to give a phone to a child, put it on airplane mode. And think about this. That microwave oven, it works because there's a metal box around a microwave signal, and the signal pings all over the place. Next time you get into an elevator or a train for any length of time, put your phone on airplane mode. Otherwise, that signal is going all over the place, magnifying and coming back. Keep the mobile phone away from you when it's on and you are asleep. And I leave you with this thought from Albert Einstein. The world is not dangerous because of those who do harm, but because of those who look at it without doing anything. So, thank you.
And that was a lecture by Dr. Devra Davis, who is a visiting professor of medicine at the Hebrew University Hadassah Medical School. She gave that lecture back in 2015, and she is an internationally recognized expert on electromagnetic radiation from mobile phones and other wireless transmitting devices. And she is the founder or co-founder of the nonprofit group Environmental Health Trust, which provides basic research and education about environmental health hazards. She also has a PhD in science studies from the University of Chicago. And one other book you should be aware of that was written by Devra Davis is called Disconnect, The Truth About Cell Phone Radiation, What the Industry Has Done to Hide It, and How to Protect Your Family. You are listening to Equilibrium on CKUT 90.3 FM. That's all the time we have left in the show. Thanks for listening. You can always email us at equilibrium@ckut.ca, and you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/equilibriumckutmontreal. Thanks for listening to the show, and have a great rest of the day. This is Ryan Young from Equilibrium on CKUT.
Saturday, October 16th at The Ritz, Orchestra Criminal returns to the stage armed with their repertoire of ancient criminal tunes from Moldova, Morocco, Greece, Ukraine, Poland, Argentina, Afghanistan, Russia, and Mexico. Orchestra Criminal.
Feel the beat! Feel the beat!
Wait a minute, that's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop!
CKUT, yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your positive vibes. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Man, child, hitting switches, keep it right. The cypher on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do it my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Man, child, and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves, love you Montreal. Tune in to CKUT, always.
2-2-2-8. This is why we hurt. This is why we hurt. CKUT station never hurt. 90.3 ever hurt. Why? Why? This is why we hurt. This is why we hurt. Secret ever hurt. 90.3 ever hurt. Why? Why? The girls have love me so them know say we hurt. We listen to this station, this station well hurt. Hear good music. This is why.